This is Clark and the Coach with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome into Clark and the Coach right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Gotta love. I'm going to say new listeners because I know you FM guys. I know you out there. You're catching us now. We've been here. Doing some damage out here, so thanks for tuning in on both 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Clark and the Coach, it's me, it's Bruce Dick. I mean, Bruce, how are you? How was your weekend?
It was kind of a fun weekend.
Good.
Starting Saturday.
You and Terry get to go do something?
Well, we didn't. You know, Friday, as you know, we had our service for my mom.
That went very well.
And
yeah, bless her.
Brings people together.
Sure,
and
it does.
I'll tell you what, we had a blast seeing some cousins and family we hadn't seen really for years, reconnections. So it was a great day.
Fantastic.
And a super weekend. Wow. Lots of great Olympic finishes. And how about the United States?
Come out
at the end. On top, most golds, most medals.
I gave the basketball team a 3 out of a 10 this year, even though they won the gold medal.
Well, I think if you win the gold medal, and I love the reaction of some of the players after they won, and it always does my heart good to see a Kevin Durant with the American flag draped around him representing our country.
There you go. Hey, we want to thank a ton of our sponsors during the program today. One of them, Quality Well and Pump. Anything you need that involves water, of course, irrigation. 353-3118 at his Quality Well and Pump. Give Christy, Skip, and the gang a call out there. It is 13 days, 13 teams, Platte Valley Day. We kick it off
football
tonight, 5 o'clock. We'll be on the field out in Kersey, 5 to 6 o'clock. And jumping up right now on our Gould Parts Hotline, it is the head football coach in his 12th season. And as the head coach in Kersey, I think it's year 20 or so for Troy Hoffman in the program. Troy, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning to both of you. Hey, Coach Dick, how are you?
I'm good, Troy. Well, it's great to have you on. And I can believe it's your 12th year because I think you and I became head coaches. Well, we weren't in the Patriot League at the same time, but my first year at Resurrection would have been my 12th year. Got cut a little short. I'm happy for you that you're coming into the 12th year. Wow, what a great job you've done, and anxious to talk to you and ask you some questions here.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on your opportunity up there in Fort Collins, too. I know you're going to do great work for them.
Well, thank you.
All right, Troy, let's talk football, man. This is the best time of the year. I love it when we get to start talking football. We'll be on the field at 5 o'clock tonight. Talk about your staff first. Dan Gehring, still your offensive coordinator. I mean, how many changes on the staff?
Actually, a few additions. So, yeah, Dan's been with me since I've been a head coach, and he also started in 2002 with me, and he's our offensive coordinator. I have Ron Mont back. You know, he's kind of Coach Dick knows him from way back at Res, and you know he's got so many roots here in this community in Northern Colorado and everything. So he's a great addition, or not addition, but he's a continuing all his that he offers our team. I have Clint Gehring, who's a former Platte Valley Bronco, graduated in 2009, and he has a state championship under his belt. This will be his third year as an assistant with us. I have Chappie Atkins, who's been with our youth program in our middle school. He's kind of come up through the ranks. He's done it. I have two new coaches this year that I'm very happy to announce. Tate Meckelberg, he did jump in last year with COVID without things going on at the middle school. He came up and helped, but now I have him full-time. He's an OA graduate. He has a state championship under his belt. He's got some definite coaching prodigy in him because Dave Meckelberg and all the things he's done. And then, you know, as a proud papa, I get to have a new assistant named Matthew Hoffman.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Join my staff. So
that is awesome. You know, Troy, you mentioned Ron Mont, and I was fortunate to coach his two sons, you know, Josh and Luke. And what a great athletic family. But Ron has such great experiences in the, you know, especially football. But talk about a veteran guy that just give everybody some insight. Kudos to you for having him on your staff.
Yeah, you know, it does go that old saying, Coach, that he's probably forgot more than what I know. So Ron has coached at every level, college, indoor football, you know, multiple levels of the high school. So what he brings to us and the ability to teach it in a way that all of our young people, all of our young athletes have a way of comprehending, and we put it to use, and he helps me find the best way to put them on the field and the things that make them click.
Coach, let me ask you about Matthew. Could you always see he was going to coach? I mean, you guys are there at night and you're talking after the game and stuff. Did it always look like he was going to coach, and does he have designs on being a head coach someday?
You know, I don't know what his future is, but I've been very blessed. All three of my kids, just maybe because of so much of what I do, even Michaela in volleyball, they were leaders on the court. And so my oldest on the field, sure, he would put his peers in there. And I watched Matthew grow. You know, his senior year, Clark, you remember our travels to that state final. I'd make a call up front, and Matthew made the call in the back end. That's just how much I trusted him and what he did. And then he took it to Mesa, had some really successful times there, and then he's only expanded what he can bring to us. And so adding him to our staff, is the kids love it. He sees things. He's already spent a lot of time, much to my wife's demise a little bit. She's not happy that I'm sucking him in already. But, you know, what she worries is that he's going to catch the bug, and because he has a real knack for teaching and he has a real knack for the game. And he also loves it and wants to give back.
You know, Troy, there's just something about the aura of a school and a community, especially your guys' community. When high school football starts, there's just something different in the air. Just how excited are you guys to prepare for that home opener?
Well, you know, especially because of the last year, I think we've seen a little bit more energy going on. And you're right about our community, Coach. You know, what we do out here, we have a youth program, and it's one feeder system coming into what we do. And our 8-year-olds are in shotgun, and they run the same. We had a youth camp last week, and our pre-sign-up, we only had 40 kids. But our first night, we ended up with 84. And so when you're talking about a school community, that was fantastic. So now, we are excited.
Could you identify that snapper? You know, at 8 years old, the kid that's one of the most important tools in that shotgun to make sure that quarterback gets it right in his hands every time.
Well, you know, there are a lot that go over the head. There are a lot that roll back. But what we do is we try and make sure that they learn it. But we have amended, Coach. We get to that point where it doesn't get there. And if you don't have a kid that fits the system, what you do is you make the system fit. And so we put that quarterback under. But we work hard on it. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Clint has made it kind of a prideful thing because that's what he did in high school. So he spends a lot of time with those youngsters out there at the youth program trying to make sure they know how important it is, because there's nobody that touches the ball more than the center besides the quarterback. So,
Coach, we're talking with Troy Hoffman, head football coach at Platte Valley High School. 13 days, 13 teams, gets kicking off tonight in Kersey. We'll be out there at 5 o'clock in what I think is 98-degree weather or something. So, yeah, you're going to have to throw some shade for us, Coach. Hey, let's let's talk about the club a little bit. You have when a terrific multi-sport athlete leaves a school, you know, you got to shout out. Cade McDaniel was a fantastic athlete for you, no doubt, in leading the football team at quarterback. Now what happens? Is it going to be a Devin Lauer to jump back there? Would you take him from the outside and put him in that spot at quarterback? What about Howdy Johnson, who was a freshman last year?
Yeah, you know, and you're right. Cade leaving, and we wish him all the best. He's going to take his skills and his experience to Dort University. So, as a matter of fact, I think his first day on the field is today. So, but, you know, there's nothing to hide. Everybody's going to see it. You got to be a smart coach, and if you don't move your best player into the most important position, you're not very smart. So Devin was our backup last year. We've been working on all the first reps with him, and we're going to take it and run. You know, Howdy's going to get in there. We do have to make sure that he is comfortable if ever called upon. So that's part of what my process will be as the coach, and making sure all the offensive guys know, hey, we're going to make sure he gets in there, he gets the reps, he has those times with those first guys. But I'd be foolish if I didn't put the best athlete. I mean, we're blessed. We have a lot of great athletes. But when you have somebody as fast as Devin and some of the breakaway and some of the suddenness that he can give your team, he has a dimension, you know, that I better utilize and better do it the right way.
Sure.
You know, Coach, I've seen from the other side as an athletic director how prepared your teams always are. I just, you know, I want to know, just starting out these regular season practices now, what's your typical practice day look like for your guys?
We, being small school, you know, Coach, we can't do separate off. So we focus one side of the ball or the other every day, and special teams. So typical right now what we're doing is we bring them all out. We have that special team indie time, and then we stretch, and then we go right into special teams because that's an important part. You know, you saw it last year, Clark, when we played Eaton. We didn't have a kicker. Ethan came on after Tywan Mara got hurt. Yeah. He came on, and he converted 5 out of 6, and you saw the ultimate point, you know, how that finished. So we spent a lot of time on that. We got to get those snappers, and then we get break right into our indies, Coach. We have EDD drills, just like I'm sure you have on the basketball court, and then we break off, and we talk about what our emphasis will be. You know, for the linemen, is it zone this week? We're going to teach that. We're going to teach that. We really start over from the basics, and we accelerate the best we can. For all of our skilled kids, we got to make sure the routes are run at the same depth because we can't go off of steps because everybody's steps are different. We go off of yardage. So a lot of the things that we try and make particular at this point. And, you know, I don't do a lot of 11-on-11 early. There's just too much instruction that you do breaking off into those smaller groups. And like tonight, we're going to have a little bit of defense, and we're going to be full pads for the first time tonight. Can't hit yet, but we're going to be full pads, and they're going to get used to the weight, and they're going to get used to being in the right gaps, ripping to the right thing, and kind of add a little bit more physicalness to our practice.
All right, Coach, let's talk real quick about offense, about defense. A couple more questions for you. It looks like you've got some talent back. Is Logan Curtis, is he coming back? My guess is you've got Weston in that. That's your number 2 and 3 rushers last year after Cade. So what does the rushing attack look like for you guys? What does the offensive line look like coming back?
Offensive line, we did graduate some kids, but, you know, the thing is we have some size and some kids that got an opportunity to play last year. So Coach Gehring's been working hard. We have to find a center, but we're getting that all down, and that's been actually coming along a lot quicker than I thought. We'll anchor the line with Lane Weimer. You know, he's 285 right now, and he's working really hard, and he's actually been a very strong leader for some of those underclassmen. But we do have to find some more experience, and they're going to get thrown out there. Our skill kids, we're deep. We go deep. We did lose some receivers, and like I said, Kate's hard, and moving Devin around, but we'll have Weston at a wing. Logan Curtis, you know, you run for 200-plus in a game, he's definitely going to be something to reckon with, and he's only gotten stronger. So Weston will spell him at tailback. I've got Hunter Pagel coming back and filling one of those wings. And, you know, Howdy Johnson, even though he's a quarterback by trade, when you have skilled kids, he's got to learn something. So he's going to get an opportunity to go out there and do some things on offense for us. So Aaron Rios will be back at our tight end position, so we can attach him, and he's a great blocker. So not only can he catch, but he gives us another a component that we can do in our offense.
Coach, you know, in football, every game is – it's just a celebration of the week. But as you look at your schedule, are there any dates you may have a little red circle around?
I've got one.
How do you try to take a look at the schedule?
So did you just say red, Coach? Is that what you just said?
Well, the one I've got circled is above that red one, that defending champion one. You've got a kiddo coming back on a Thursday night. I guarantee we're going to be in Kersey on a Thursday night, the 9th, and here comes your quarterback from, 2015, was it, that Tanner was there? Oh, my goodness. And now he's on the other side of the diamond.
Yep, he sure is. We've had that situation a few times. Trent Campbell is with UH. You know, I don't necessarily think I'm going to circle the 9th of September, but I have what – our players know. We will remind Tanner the system that made him successful, we're not going to allow somebody else to take that away from us. So.
And that's only a compliment when you have guys that have graduated that now are here, this place and that place. That just means you're putting out a great product, and people want to have a little bit of it.
Well, thank you. Another one of our former players, Zach Dovenbarger, is helping Ben Fusco with the spring. So, you know, Coach, I guess I'm starting to be a little melancholy because I start to realize that now I have mentored some kids that are going to be out there taking care of some of those life lessons and helping young men become good husbands, fathers, teachers, you know, whatever they decide to do.
The Troy Hoffman coaching tree, yeah, it is. It's blooming. It's blooming. There's no doubt. All right, last one, and then I'll talk to you tonight again. I'm sure 5 to 6 will be on the field tonight for 13 days. 13 teams. Alliance Irrigation is our great day sponsor there. What I see, if the schedule is right in front of me, you got to like the fact that Severance, Eaton, and Sterling all at home this year.
Yeah, I don't think Sterling's really happy. This will be year 3 in a row.
Wow, how about that? How'd you pull that one off, Coach?
COVID changed that. They made them come here last year. You know, yeah, I am. You know, we have a wonderful stadium. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
And
I
like being there. And my goal is now is we're really doing our part to try and pack the stands just to get that energy back for so much of what we missed last year. But those are some big games. And, you know, our league is most important. But we don't have our preseason. Man, those four games coming up, when you start off with Strasburg, you already know what they carry.
Sure.
Then even though we get an extra week, Severance has a growing program, new coach, lots of excitement, and they actually have, gosh, they have some great athletes. I've seen their wrestling program, and I watched a little bit of film last year. And then you're going to jump on to the fact that then we go to Saturday after, or late Saturday evening, and we're going to have Eaton and Pine Valley be the only thing in Northern Colorado, so you know what that's going to do. And
oh,
then finish it up with Berthoud, who has a new coach, and Corey out there, who's in his second year. So, you know, if we're not battle-tested by that time and we haven't made some adjustments, that's shame on me. But we'll be ready for that start of that conference right after that.
All right, Coach, I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on with us and giving us a blast. We'll catch you on the field tonight, and we will promote everything you guys do. Best facility in the state, and be more than happy to be out there right next door to it tonight.
I appreciate that very much. Coach Dick, you're going to have to come out and see the new auxiliary gym.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, I look forward to seeing your team on the field, Troy.
All right, thank you. God bless you both. And best wishes to you and your family, Coach.
Thanks, buddy.
I hear you're lost, but, you know, that's a blessing that your family came together. So good luck to you.
All right. Thanks, Coach. There's Troy Hoffman, Platte Valley Broncos head football coach, of course. He's great, too. And you should know that when Clark and the coach, when the coach is absent, he's going to be another one of the guys that fills in. Because he can talk any sport, and he can just – he's one of those guys. Eric Rice is one. Certainly Troy is one. You can ask him one question, and you can go sit down for a while.
There you go.
Because they can just go
to
town.
What a great job he's done with that football program.
Well, that's for sure.
Ever since he took over 12 years ago. I can't believe it's been 12 years.
You want to talk about long tenure for coaches? When I moved to Fort Collins in 93, I want to say this guy was the head football coach, Mark Brook. Maybe it wasn't yet. No, maybe that's too soon. When I started at KFKA, though, in 2005, Mark certainly was the coach. So I want to think he's going on 20 years. I think 93 is too soon. But 2005, I want to say that he's close to 20 years, don't you think?
Absolutely he is. He's, since I've been in Northern Colorado, the only football coach at Rocky Mountain High School that I've known.
All right. We're going to, this next segment here on the program, we're going to check in with Rocky Mountain Lobos head football coach Mark Brook. His son Gage will be back at the controls this year for the Lobos as they kick off their football season coming up. Talk with Coach Mark Brook as we come back. It's Clark and the Coach right here. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Text in. Get that hotline going, folks. Hotline 353-1310. The text line 478-1301. Text KFKA to 478-1301, and you're aboard the text line. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. We continue with Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies. That's Brad Evans and company out here since 93. Not only do they know Northern Colorado, they are Northern Colorado. Next time you need a new roof, maintenance, repair, know that Advanced Roofing Technologies is here for you. 663-0203. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Let's get back to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Long time Rocky Mountain Lobo head football coach Mark Brook up on the phone with us. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm guessing 20 years? I mean, how long is a head coach now?
Oh, boy. Got to be honest with you, I'm not positive a head coach. I want to say 17, 18, something like that.
All right.
But I've been at it for about 24, though, yeah.
How about that? Were you a Lobo growing up?
I was. Yeah. I did go to Rocky, yep.
Lobo.
And you know Bruce. He had his little rock and roll show over there at Rocky Mountain for a little bit.
Absolutely. He was a great coach for us and obviously a good friend. So it was great, great to hear from him again.
And Mark, after Lobo Land, you played for the Cowboys up in Laramie and had a terrific career up there.
Well, it was fun. I was blessed to have an opportunity to play with up at in Laramie with when Joe Tiller was there, and had a great career with a great team. Made a bunch of good friends for sure. It was a great experience for me.
Coach, with COVID last year, a weird year. So the transition, getting out of that that shortened season and everything that went, all the variances and everything that went with that. Looking like we're going to get a more normal situation coming up this year for you guys. How does the team look? Are you guys younger, older? What's the experience level on the club?
Well, we will be a younger team. We had a pretty darn good group and a big senior class last year. Blessed to get the 7 games in that we got in. Obviously, with that class we had last year, we would have liked to have a full season, but we're still blessed to have the games we had. So we did lose quite a few starters, to be honest with you. But our kids we got now are our busting their tails and doing what we're asking them to do, and they're selfless team, and they're playing where we want them to play and really working hard. So we're excited about where we're at. Obviously, we're going to have some learning curves along the way, but the kids keep working like they are. I think we'll end up putting a pretty darn good season together, we hope.
I want to hear about that quarterback you have. These years go by, and last year I'm looking at some of your game things, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. Gage.
Feeling old, Coach?
Yeah, talk about feeling old, because how he was just barely running around at that time when I was over at Rocky. But what is he, about 6'3 now, Coach? Is that what I'm kind of hearing?
He's actually the same height as me. He's just about 6'5 right now.
Oh, he is growing
up a bunch. Yeah, it's been fun, Coach. It's been a lot of fun to have him a part of the program. And obviously, you've been around a bunch and you see me. He's grown up with Rocky football.
Sure.
So he was there from a stroller to now having a chance to be a part of it now and playing for us. So it's been sure fun.
And I know when you go home, it's not all football 24 hours a day. You want a well-rounded kiddo. But how blessed is it to have your son as your quarterback?
I guess it could be both a blessing and a curse, I guess. That's right. It's been great. And he's handled it really, really well. I mean, he's handled it well. And obviously last year was a tough deal. Having a shorter season is tough for him. But he grew a bunch and both, I think, physically and mentally. So it's been fun. The coolest thing for me, Coach, is getting to be able to spend some, quality memories with him. You look back to your high school days.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun times on the field, and to be able to share them with your father, I feel sure blessed. So it's been a fun ride so far.
Same MO for you, Coach, this year. I mean, Sean Kidd's gone, so that's a big loss for you guys. But I'm looking at Gage's numbers last year, 7 touchdowns, 7 picks. Will you throw the ball more with him? And how has he come about since the end of last year, his progression as he gets close in on at least the first game this year?
Well, we will. I mean, we'll throw the ball more. I mean, we have, experienced kids coming back, and it's just part of growing up, right? And
sure.
So Sean was a pretty darn special player. We obviously have a few running backs back as well. I mean, Cole is back with us again this year. Cole Griffin got carries last year and would have gotten even more if Sean wasn't there. But Cole also starts on defense, so he'll obviously be a big part. And we have a few good young running backs coming back as well. So we'll try to keep it pretty balanced, but we'll certainly throw the ball more with his experience coming back and his ability hopefully to spread the wealth to some other athletes as our plan. But, yeah, we'll continue to morph, and you guys know. What I tell you now might be totally different than what I tell you 4 weeks from now. So we'll kind of see where we are.
That's right. Well, you probably have a few recruiters, calling, emailing, things like that. But I know Ethan Thomason is going to be a highly recruited individual.
Yep.
What places have you already heard from for him?
Well, Ethan, obviously, he's a wonderful kid.
Sure.
He's a phenomenal young man from a fantastic family, so we're blessed to have him in our program. With his height and physical abilities and stature, his size, he's going to have a lot of people knocking down his door. But we've had a bunch. Obviously, the local schools have all called, and he's had, things on the table with all of them as far as, Texas schools, Oklahoma schools. He's going to have a lot on the table and have a lot of choice before it's all said and done. So it'll be a fun ride for sure, Coach.
What is he going? Is he about six? He was here. He came in and jumped on a program. I want to say he said 6'8", close to 300?
He's 6'8", about 305 right now. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's built like a you-know-what, though. That's a large human being.
Yeah, he is. And the key to him, too, he still plays basketball. You know,
wonderful.
He still moves his feet real well. And that's, as you guys know, in today's game, that's everything. Athleticism, you can never have enough of it, no matter the position. So Ethan's done a good job of keeping that check.
That's great to see those guys. We have another young man coming on the show, actually, today. Kind of fits that mold a little bit. Drew Bobo, who played here as a sophomore and then moved to Columbia and now is at Auburn High School, is going to join us. But about 6'5", 6'6", 290 right now, entering his senior year, and lots of recruiting. So fun stuff to see these kind of kids multi-athletes, you know, to see him on the basketball floor. So good for Ethan for doing that as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. It's been cool. It's fun to watch them on both venues for sure.
All right, Coach. I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on with us. Okay, if we check in with you maybe mid-season and just see how things are going?
You bet. We'd love to chat with you guys. I appreciate the support and anything for high school sports. We're all about it. So thank you guys for the time.
All right, Mark. Good talking to you, man.
All right,
take care of yourself.
You bet. There's Mark Brook, the head football coach out at Rocky Mountain High School. I think he said 18 years now as the head coach, but boy, he's been there.
And Clark,
a staple.
It's, you know, we didn't mention this about Mark, but great teacher.
Oh yeah, math teacher. You said, right?
Yes, great teacher.
Boom, there you go. As I always say, coaches, teachers, thank you for what you do with our kiddos out there. So, all right, we'll come back in a moment. Drew Bobo. Well, wherever Dad goes, Drew is sure to follow.
Yep.
We'll talk about his trek from Colorado to South Carolina to Auburn. We'll talk to the big man when we come back. Drew Bobo, Auburn High School, and ex-Resurrection Christian Cougar when we come back here. The Auto Collision Specialist Studios, Clark and the Coach. And we're back in a moment. Thank you to West Point Carpet One for our player profile. We're back. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back to the big show, Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick, as always, with you here. And we get to our love talking to players. Player profile brought to you, of course, by West Point Carpet, 1,000 stores in the buying group. So you get the big box store prices and selection with that local, all-important local customer service. It's all for you at West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. Up on the Gould Parts hotline right now, it is Drew Bobo. Drew, how are you, big man?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, Coach has got a million questions for you. You know how he is. So he's going to blast you in the hot seat in here in just a second. But I've got to ask you, first of all, is there anywhere your dad could go where you wouldn't follow him? I mean, South Carolina, we're to Auburn now. And how has that trek been for the family? I mean, you got younger brothers and sisters. How has it been bumping along from Loveland here to, of course, Columbia?
Columbia, South Carolina.
And then jumping over to Auburn to play at Auburn High School.
So it hasn't been that bad, as last year was probably worse because we moved like right in the middle of COVID and getting used to everything. But then the trip from Columbia to Auburn has gone really smooth, and getting into school at Auburn High School has been really easy with everyone here and stuff like that.
How long have you been at the new house at Auburn now?
Since the beginning of June. Moved in right after the school year.
Have you found the cool places to eat yet or not?
Not really.
Okay. Is there a place back here in Loveland or in northern Colorado that you miss eating, or a type of food that you can't kind of get where you are? What does it look like? I'm an eater. I want to know.
I can't really think of any on the spot.
All right. We'll let you off the hook. Bruce is going to shoot a bunch of stuff at you. So
you're
going to
be
go.
Thinking of that food place. You know, it's going to pop in your mind, Drew. But I know you guys often trekked over to Mexicali's once in a while.
Ooh, like that.
You know, and those kind of places. Drew, it's been a while since I've seen you, man. But, you know, the last time Clark, Drew and I saw each other was at the end of the state tournament.
That horrible 25-0 season?
Yeah, that 25-0 season. We were at the hotel and saying our goodbyes, and Laney, Drew's mom, was picking him up because they were on their way to move to Columbia, South Carolina.
Boom, yeah.
Okay, so he could get established in his new school. But, Drew, tell me, you guys won a state championship, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Last year?
Wow, how about that?
So tell us about your junior season, just how everything transformed, and share both a little football and basketball experience for us.
Football, to start off, we came in and we couldn't really do much during the summer because of COVID, and we really just did some stuff outside and we couldn't do anything inside. But as the season went on, we started getting more and more, been able to lift weights and stuff inside. But the season went really well. It was really my head coach, his name was Eric Kimry. He was really welcoming to me coming in and helping me get situated at Hammond, my school in Columbia. And we had a really good season. We had a really solid team, a really good running back, and it helped us throughout the whole season. We lost one game during the regular season, and then we didn't. And then we won out for the rest of the year.
And tell us, where did the running back end up going?
He's my class, so he has one more year.
Okay, so he's a 22 grad as well.
Yes, sir. He's committed to Michigan, though.
Oh, he has committed. Okay. All sorts of people are recruiting you, Drew. Okay. I've seen a lot of the list. There's not many people in the country that don't want you to attend their university to play football. Give us a timeline. What are you thinking? First of all, you have great parents, you know. How influential are they? And because your dad is an offensive coordinator at Auburn, are you leaning Auburn, or is it totally wide open at this time?
I'd say Auburn's in it. It's not really totally wide open. I'm down to like Auburn, Georgia, and Kentucky are probably like my final three schools that I'm down to. But Auburn's definitely in it. And with my dad as an offensive coordinator, he really tries to stay out of it. Like, he doesn't really try to push me towards Auburn. He kind of talks about the opportunities I would have in all the other schools that I'm considering and stuff like that, and tries to play more of a dad role than a coach role in the whole recruitment process, because he doesn't want me to go somewhere based on him. He wants me to go somewhere based on where I want to go.
We're talking with Drew Bobo, ex-Resurrection Christian athlete, now finishing his high school years up. He'll be at Auburn High School this year as his dad, Mike, is the offensive coordinator at Auburn this year at the college. So, is it your dad being in that spot, in that spotlight? Does that get, when you meet, you come in and meet a new team, a new class, do you get accepted quicker, do you think, because of that?
I mean, not really. At my school, there were a couple of new transfers this year.
Sure.
And I feel like they accepted them all the same. And it helps a lot with football, because you're going to practice with these guys and
sure,
you kind of have their choice, but to have a relationship with the players on your team.
All the,
so it kind of helps.
All the schools, yeah. Drew, all the schools you mentioned that are still on the list for you are SEC schools. When you were in Loveland with no idea that your dad was going to move, you know, jobs, was SEC on your list then? I mean, is that something that you've kind of grown a liking to since you've been back there?
I'd say definitely, because I'd been from the South. My dad was at Georgia before.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And I'd say definitely SEC was on my mind and wanting to play, because SEC is one of the best, if not the best, conference there is.
Well, Drew, we obviously wanted to focus on you and football and things like that. Do you plan on playing hoops again this coming year?
I played summer ball this summer with the team, and I went to a couple practices. And we had one like play date where we had a couple games, and I'm planning right now as I'm doing it. It depends really if where I commit, if they want me to play basketball or not, and just wait after the football season, weighing my options, seeing if basketball's good for me. But as of right now, I plan on playing.
And tell us how Jake and your sisters are doing, because they're all involved in athletics and activities too. What kind of things are they up to these days?
Well, Jake, he came in and they started football at the beginning of summer just like us. They for the ninth grade team because they do it a little different here. They have a eighth and ninth grade junior high, and
okay.
There's a ninth
okay.
grade team. And then there's 10th through 12th, which is JV and varsity for football. But he started on with the ninth grade team, and they've been going all summer. He's done really well. And then my sisters we moved here at the beginning of June because they started their basketball practice before we started football. So they've all done really well doing basketball at their new school and made a lot of friends through that. So,
and is Jake still hooping it up?
He is, but they didn't have any summer things for them.
Okay.
But he's going to play this winter.
Well, I'll tell you, Drew, and we mentioned this. Lainey, your mom, she is just a what a great lady, taking care of the five kids, you know. And your dad is anybody that's gotten to know Mike Bobo. If you wouldn't have known he was a Division I football coach, he's just a regular guy. And you are blessed to have those great parents. But we just wish you the best, and maybe we can check in during the season just on recruiting once you make a commitment. We'd love to have you back.
Yes, sir. I'd love to come back.
And I want to look at that schedule to see if there's a long weekend where I could maybe see a high school game and a college football game. Any possibilities of that there?
There is. Just let me know what game.
Love it. Love it. Road trip to Auburn, Alabama. Good stuff. Hey, Drew, I know you're busy, man. Thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll catch you down the road again, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. There is Drew Bobo.
Good job, Drew.
Man, I can just see it on your face when you get to talk to players that you've had the coach-player relationship with. I mean, it's that's fun. That's a good kid. And as you said, a great family.
We talk about all the accolades and the recruitment and things like that. I just know Drew as a kid.
Sure.
And that's what I miss, you know? Miss him as an athlete,
course.
Absolutely. But
yeah.
He's just has that great sense of humor. He is a friend's friend to other players and other kids. And boy, Auburn High School, talk about fortunate to get a transfer going into their senior year like a Drew Bobo.
Sure,
that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and in Columbia, him, you know, going down there was his dad was at South Carolina. That's tough too. You get in there for 1 year, you make those new friends, and then boom, you got to turn around. And
with Drew, he's just going to have friends all along the way,
yep.
And he'll take him with him wherever he goes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Drew, big part of that 25-0 team for you.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that's a great memory too. And I asked when we had Reese Johnson on, I said, was that the best team you've ever played on growing up? I mean, maybe you played as a 9-year-old and your team was 40-0, but think back, was that the most dominating team you ever played for? And you and I have talked about that before. I mean, you'd pit that team against, can I say, any team you've coached at any
absolutely.
Level?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're talking 5A 1992 state champion Green Mountain. We're talking your tenure at Rocky. Those are 5A clubs. But that team, one, it was so talented. Two, there were some really cool dudes on it. I mean,
great guys.
Your smile right now is telling me, was, can think about all the people on that team. But boy, oh boy, I'm not sure there was anybody in the state that wanted to take on that team, regardless of the level.
Well, and the post the high school careers of these guys tell something about it too.
Absolutely,
you know, Drew's one of those guys should have played more. You know, as a sophomore, got a lot of playing time, but there were a lot of times where I just wanted to have seven guys on the floor.
I was going to say, that must have been one of the hardest times for your coaching, is when you've got all these players, just trying to get enough playing time for those guys that were 7, 8, 9 on that team. That's the tough task for a coach.
That's a fun task.
It is a fun task, but still it's tough. All right. Clark and the coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Monday here. It is 13 days, 13 teams opening night tonight. We'll be in Kersey for that, so hang on. We'll come back, wrap up the program here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right. right, a couple of minutes left on the program. Clark and the Coach, want to thank Fuzzy's Tacos in Windsor for being a great sponsor on the program. Fuzzy's Tacos, always knocking it out of the park in beautiful Windsor, Colorado. All right, well, that was fun today. Troy Hoffman jumps on first. Get a little look at the Platte Valley Broncos. We'll have more on them tonight. 13 days, 13 teams will be in Kersey on the field, 5 to 6 o'clock tonight, so check it out. Mark Brook, understated Mark Brook. I mean, just what a class guy. Longtime Lobos coach. That was fun to talk to him. Catching up with a friend there, right?
Absolutely. Mark's just the consummate, you know, professional high school coach. Just has kids in mind all the time and does whatever he can to help a young man or a young lady out, regardless of a situation.
And no doubt about it, Drew Bobo, longtime relationship for you and the Bobo family. So really cool stuff right there. But that's interesting, talking about getting out there for a doubleheader. Little high school ball, then maybe run over and catch the Tigers.
We always talk about it. We just haven't been able to do it. But I have never been to a Southeastern Conference football game.
Boy, okay, we talked bucket list before.
Clark.
Just saying.
So.
Yeah. Tennessee, any of those schools would be great to go to a ball game out there.
I mean, Bo Jackson. We're talking Bo Jackson. Yeah. We're talking, wow.
Excellent, excellent stuff. All right, Clark and the Coach, we'll be back tomorrow with you folks from 11 to noon again. Thank you to all those guys, Troy Hoffman, Mark Brook, Drew Bobo, for jumping on the program with us. 13 days, 13 teams tonight. We'll start at 5 o'clock out in Kersey, and it should be fun. Hug your kids. The whole show up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.